This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them some thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness!
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sukanik with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Oh,
hello. What? Is up? Good Monday.
It's kind of steamy in here right now.
How are you? How are you, man?
It is warm.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
I don't know. We got that.
Probably because the sun is reflecting into the window.
Yeah, it's the weird day
where hot.
Outside it's like 6 degrees, but when you get in your car or walk into a building, 94.
Sneaky cold out there, Jay.
Yeah.
Sneaky cold.
So a lot of people probably bundled up, and then you went into wherever it is you were going, and you're like, damn it, it's hot. But my anti-jacket stance, which pretty much goes, you know, 365 for me, it's finally paying off on these sorts of days.
No jacket for you?
I don't really, like, I
it's
own...
It's 45 degrees, according to weather.com.
I did not wear a jacket today.
But it's sunny.
Yes.
So it may fool you into thinking that it's warmer.
Yeah.
But it's not.
I own a couple jackets. I don't own a winter coat, necessarily. And I never wear them. I just, unless I have jackets for if you're going to, like, a ball game or... Yeah, like I went to the Timbers final, right? And that was a crappy day. You got to layer up. You got to put on the rain gear. You got to wear something warm. But 90% of the time, if it's bad weather, all I'm doing is going from one warm place to another. And I don't need a jacket to get from my car to the office or, you know, my front door to the car and my car to wherever it is I'm going. So I never really understand the jacket because then I just get warm wherever I'm at because people turn on the heat. And then I'm stuck carrying around a jacket or wearing something that I don't want. So I'm like, I wear a jacket like 7 times a year.
As a winter coat guy?
Yeah. You are a jacketed man.
Yeah, I layer.
Yes.
Because I'm a golfer. I'm just,
yeah.
You have to. Because sometimes you'll be too hot.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it'll be too constrictive. Sometimes you need to layer up and get warmer.
You've got a real Goldilocks porridge thing happening for you over there when you're on the golf course.
You know, you never know. And you don't have to, like, you don't have to, I mean, you said carry stuff around. I don't have to carry stuff around. I throw it in my car, you know,
Yeah. Leave
it. I don't know. So I'm a layer guy. But as a, here's one area where I will agree with you on this hot topic of winter dress. I have 2 winter coats, 1 big-time winter coat.
Yeah.
It is amazing how little you wear those.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have them, especially, you know, and I think that's just true of where we live, you know, here in the Pacific Northwest. It never really gets that cold.
No.
Or maybe you go up skiing or something.
Yeah.
Which I never do. So I have this big, you know, fluffy winter coat. I never wear that thing.
No, like my son.
Nor do I want to.
No, my son was going away to Ellensburg, and so for Christmas, I was like, hey, my man, or before he left, actually, I was like, we got to get you a winter coat. And he was like, really? I'm like, trust me. When you live in a place like that, you got to have one, but we're not really, like you said, unless you're skiing, we're not really winter coat people here. We shouldn't have to be.
No, but sometimes you need one, and sometimes it's nice to over, like, say you're going, I remember this when watching your kids' games and stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's nice to be overly warm because you know you hate the feeling of once you get out there, it's like, damn it,
It's true.
I didn't dress warm enough.
Absolutely.
So you overdo it,
yeah.
And it's, you know, being hot's all right.
See, that's...
Because I'm really hot.
I hate that.
I'm the exact opposite.
Oh.
The way I always look at it is, if you're hot, you can't take your skin off. If you're cold, you can put more layers on. So I'd rather it be cold so that you can control your own temperature. If it's too hot, there's nothing you can do.
There's a flaw in your logic. And it is that when you get to some of these events, you don't have more layers to put on.
Yeah.
You have dressed for the event, and it's you're outside for several hours, and it's like, oh crap, I didn't dress warm enough.
Well, this person,
and now I regret it.
Yeah, this person is right. Suk is ill prepared for the unexpected event. Absolutely. If the car breaks down, I'm hooped. I am never prepared,
right,
in case I'm stuck in a cold weather situation.
Well, this is why. So, being from the Midwest, I will say you have to be a little more careful about that.
Oh yeah.
And your car always has gloves, hat, ice scraper, coat.
Yeah.
Even if you're not wearing, they're just in the back somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. Because if you run out of gas, you know, get in an accident or something happens, you can't be out there you're going to freeze to death.
But that's the thing. I'm from Alaska. When I'm in Alaska, it's a little bit different. But here?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't really need it here.
You're fine.
I mean, occasionally you get the big snowstorm, you know.
But again,
am I
outside in it?
Well, and it doesn't get that cold. I just never gets that cold here. What's like the record low here?
I don't know. It can't be that cold. Like, I've lived here for 30 years, and I don't ever remember one being like, oh my God, it's 20 below. Here, you just need a rain jacket.
Well, 20 below is like, I mean, that's...
You keep it dry here, and you're fine.
Ah, three below zero.
That's the record?
1950.
Please.
How about that? Now, that's effing cold, dude.
Ah. I mean,
come on.
Don't get
out in that, you would freeze your little tootsies off.
Dude, go to Alaska sometimes. It's -3 all the time.
I understand, but it's just butt cold.
Yeah, but
you're acting like that's not
cold. No, it's not. But if that is the record, that's all you need to know, that you live in a place that isn't jacket weather. It's just not.
This is a tough one. If it's over 40, mm-hmm, I'm with you. 30s can be sneaky, though.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with the 30s.
Yeah.
36. You know, it's butt cold out there.
If I'm spending a significant amount of time outdoors.
Right. And then if you get below 30, you know, you're an idiot. Just put on a coat.
Yeah.
And maybe even a stocking cap. But you're right. It never really gets that low. And when it does, we're not sitting out in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, either way, it's a glorious kind of Bend, Denver, Colorado sort of day.
So there's hot weather talk, just like the olds. Yeah. We talk about weather a lot here.
Yeah, this guy's upset that we're not talking NFL right now.
What?
Have you listened to the first hour of this program?
NFL, what happened?
Yeah, did I miss something? I went on a hike yesterday.
I didn't watch any of it.
Did I miss some games?
I watched tennis and golf.
Oh, yeah. I watched an MMA match, which was boring as sin. I guess that wouldn't have been a match. It would have been more of a contest.
It didn't live up, huh?
It didn't. It sucked.
I heard it was supposed to be a good one.
It was. Good thing I watched it and paid full price and didn't illegally stream it. Yeah.
Did you bet on it?
No, I did not. I did not. Again, that home betting thing. I need that geofence removed.
You're in Washington.
It's a real pain in my ass.
I have something to announce to you.
Okay.
On an Odyssey, Portland Odyssey front here.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Taylor is back in the
building. Yes, he's in.
He's back.
I saw him.
Friend of the program.
The gray locks. He was not bedazzled today.
We don't have many friends here.
No. Well, there's not many people in the building.
One of them is our friend Tim Taylor from 99.5 The Wolf, country station down the hall.
Yeah.
And he is back on afternoons beginning like right now.
So he's in there with his feet up. So let's start the countdown of how long before Tim Taylor tapes out the rest of his program and wanders in here to discuss something with us.
Well, I've talked to him about everything so far. And by the way, that guy, he will tell you anything.
Oh, yeah.
He's an open book.
He is an open book.
Does he interesting.
Still, hate his life?
Well,
okay.
So,
sounds good enough.
I think what he's doing right now is he's going to go while trying to impress the bosses.
Ah.
But he'll eventually get to the point where he tapes out and comes in.
I wonder.
And talks to us.
I give it like 6 days
during the club. But you know, he was overdoing traffic on another station. And I guess he was doing that from home. Did you know that?
Yeah, I think everyone's doing it from home. We're like the only radio broadcast that's still broadcasting from a studio.
Well, I can assure you, Tim Taylor is alive and well.
In the building.
We fired him, and we have now rehired him for the same position.
We're like that divorced couple. We divorced, and then we realized it just doesn't get any better. We need you back, Tim.
Yeah, I don't really... I do know how this happens. Basically, corporate says, you need to cut this guy.
Yeah.
And then they do, and then without corporate looking, they rehire the guy.
Makes sense.
That's kind of what happened.
For pennies on the dollar?
Corporate roll around it. Yeah, pretty much. And then corporate roll around another year and be like, hey, I thought you let him go.
And then he's gone again.
Or that corporate guy's already moved up and on and he doesn't care anymore.
Look, it's only a matter of time before it comes for us. So let's just be happy that we're here while we're here. And we'll talk something about the foosball because I heard there were some good games.
I can't wait for that day.
You're looking forward to it?
Been waiting for that
hot
budget cut for years.
That hot unemployment check.
Well, so it's a big day here.
Yes.
Besides the three of us, there is another person here in our building.
Very excited.
No one's allowed in because of COVID.
No.
So.
We almost had an intern.
What do you mean?
My brother's kid was going to do an internship here. And then the.
What?
Yeah. Well, he needs an internship to graduate from school. And no
BYU
one,
Lewis?
Idaho.
BYU Idaho is in Lewiston.
No, it's in
Lewisburg.
Rexburg.
Rexburg.
Shire. Yeah, that one.
Rexburg.
I believe it's Rexburg.
God.
Yeah.
Can you believe he went to school there?
No, I can't. I don't think he can either, but that's a topic.
At this point, he's just sticking it out.
Yeah.
Well, so he's going to graduate.
Yeah, he's going to graduate, but he needs an internship, and you can't find an internship because, well, no one's doing them with this whole COVID thing. So we were going to hook him up here, and he was going to intern here.
Yeah, but you can't do it here either.
Well, and that's the thing is we were just going to do it kind of like, hey, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod. But then corporate came down and said nay.
Right.
No one allowed in the building.
Corporate watchdogs.
Shut it down. We were this close to having an intern for the first time like in a decade.
Cool.
Could have bossed him around and Mike would have had a lackey. It would have been great.
What was what's his degree in? Is this John's oldest?
John's oldest. I don't know.
We don't know what his degree.
Nothing to do with this.
Oh,
this was more of just the we thought we could do it. So, you know.
Not even we would break the rules for an intern.
No. So if you are out there and you do have an internship available, and I mean anything, let me know. Because my brother's kid's now twisting in the wind. So he needs an internship.
All right. Well, there's your opening segment.
Yes.
We're ready to go. I was just kidding when I said what happened in the NFL. I saw every bit of it.
It was freaking fantastic.
It was a great weekend.
All the games weren't great games, but every one of them ended with unbelievable drama.
It's the NFL. That's what they do is they provide us endless entertainment.
Yes.
And drama.
Yeah.
Not always the greatest games or the greatest played games.
There were some bad games, but then at the end, a pucker factor of about 12.
It's so good. So let's talk about it, shall we?
Let's.
Big weekend, big divisional round. We discuss next on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, here's our poll question today. As always, it is brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, a family business helping families for over 60 years. AAAIAQ.com. You can find it at 1080thefan.com. We'd like for you to vote, and when you do, please vote hard. Largest meltdown. Okay, you have a lot of options here.
There is, because they always say this, right? In the NFL, there's as many, if not more, games lost than there are won, and there were some teams that lost games this weekend.
Yes. Okay. First one, Ryan Tannehill.
Ugh.
Second one, Packers special teams.
That's going to be tough to beat. It's going to be tough.
Third, Aaron Rodgers.
Wasn't pretty.
Probably won't win, but he's on there. Fourth, the Rams.
They tried.
And they still won.
They tried.
Fifth, the Tampa Bay secondary in the final seconds.
Well, I'm assuming
that's a meltdown.
I'm assuming we're going with Buffalo secondary here in the final 13 seconds too.
And last but not least, Bills defense.
Yeah. Number one defense, by the way, number one pass defense.
Exactly.
Look, I think you can.
Largest meltdown.
Because
there's okay, let me
there's
before
a case
you
to
answer,
be made for every one of those.
Well, of course, that's why it's a good question.
Yeah.
But here's why it's a bad question. There is one clear answer to me.
There's one clear answer to me as well.
One really? Clear answer. Yes. This was an epic meltdown.
It's
it just so happens that they won
3-2-1 the Rams.
The Rams. Yeah. Oh my God.
Because there's a difference obviously between meltdown and just being crappy. Like Tannehill didn't melt down.
Yeah, that's
true. Just sucked the entire game. Right?
That's true.
Green Bay's special teams didn't melt down. They just sucked the entire game.
Oh, pat on the back to us.
Yes, we talked about this.
We talked about this on Friday. If you don't hear every second of our show,
shame on you.
Shame on you. Yes, we brought up the special teams rankings.
Yeah.
And Green Bay was dead last.
And before the game, Matt
and it came back to bite him.
Matt LaFleur even said, I forget where this was, but there was a quote, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't have it right in front of me, but he said something to the effect, someone asked him about keys to the game, right? And he even said, I hope our special teams like doesn't come back to bite us. That's on you. Like, you've had all year to fire. Like, we see it all the time where people fire coordinators for underperformance. You've had the worst special teams all year, and you just rolled into the playoffs and were like, well, hopefully it doesn't come back to bite us. Well, you melted down at every turn. And then at the final, like the coup de grace, right, the cherry on top, the final kick, you rolled out 10 guys there to try to block the game-winning field goal.
Yeah.
That's
could have used that extra guy probably, huh?
What an absolute embarrassment of special teams.
All right, so are you going with that? Is that your answer?
No, because again, that goes into my Ryan Tannehill category of that's not a meltdown, you just sucked.
Okay.
The meltdown was the Rams kicked the Bucks' ass for three and three-fourths of that football game. And then the final, what, like 4.5, 5 minutes, the Rams are like, I don't want this. Let's just let it go all the way down our leg.
So you're agreeing.
It's yes.
It's the Rams.
Because the Bucs were even like, no, we don't want this. We'll just keep turning it over on downs and being terrible and not be able to pass protect. And the Rams were like, no, you need this other opportunity. And then somehow.
You thought one fumble was bad.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
Try 2 and 3 fumbles.
Yeah. So like, what?
That's what's crazy about it.
And
like
then
the Rams.
And then the best cover corner maybe in the NFL gives up a deep touchdown pass.
And looks really slow and bad on that route too.
And then luckily for the Rams, the Buccaneers for some ungodly reason decided to run a cover zero blitz where they didn't blitz. And then they just let Cooper Kupp, who last time I checked, kind of a good receiver. Let's just let him run down the middle of the field. The Rams even admitted after the fact that in no way is Cooper Kupp trying to get the ball in that play. They what do they call it? A hero play, because your only mission is to clear out the safety so that someone else can go over the middle to catch the ball. And someone was like, no, they didn't cover Cooper Kupp. Here, let's throw him the football.
So the Rams is the answer.
The Rams is the answer.
But you can vote for whatever you like. At 1080thefan.com.
It was almost a Atlanta Falcons-esque collapse.
Yes.
And it would have been perfect because it's the Rams, and no one has any faith in the Rams, even though when they play well, they look as good as anyone in the NFL.
It was basically the same score.
Well, yes. The Falcons,
with the same amount of time
the
left.
The Falcons in the Super Bowl, it was 28-3.
Yeah.
With 2-10 in the third.
And they lost.
Yeah.
The Rams were ahead 27-3.
Mm-hmm.
Around the same time.
Akers fumbled on the goal line at the end of the half, but you kind of like... Well, would have been nice to have a score, but they're dominating this game, right?
Yeah.
Then Cooper Kupp fumbles. And you're like, oh, my God, you can't do that. But you're like, well, they won't do that again.
Yeah.
Because there's their one screw up. Oh, no. Then they get the fumble on the Von Miller sack.
Mm-hmm.
And then instantly the next play, they snap it over Stafford's head and lose it again.
Yeah.
And you think that's it. You think, well, wow, they really let Brady back in this game, but, you know, they've got a big enough cushion. They'll probably hold on. All they need is another 3 points. Like, just keep your foot on the gas. You know, Rams will be fine.
Yeah.
Defense is playing pretty good, okay?
Yeah.
Akers fumbles again.
What on earth? It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. They tried to give them that game.
I was just sitting there staring at it and was like, Does Tom Brady, like, I've always believed that there's only two people that have ever played Father Time to a draw, and that's Barry Bonds and Tom Brady. And I always just thought it was, you know, dedication, roids, HGH. But then I started to really believe during that game, I'm like, Tom Brady has sold his soul. There's only one, Satan, the dark evil Lord, is the only reason that this is happening. And yet somehow, like, the Buccaneers managed to gack it away at the end. But just there's so many poor decisions at the end of these games from Ryan Tannehill, from the Bucs defense, from the Bills defense. And then how about the Bills decision? What are you doing kicking it into the end zone?
Yeah, we are getting a lot of texters who are late adding the Bills coaching staff as largest meltdown, because with 13 seconds left,
squib kick it.
They should have squib kicked that.
It eats up. If you squib kick it, you eat up at least 6 seconds. That means they have what, 7? It's a Hail Mary at that point.
So did they say why they didn't?
They said Sean McDermott afterwards alluded to the fact that all things should have been like on the table. He basically said it was a brain fart. Again, I'm paraphrasing, but he did admit that in that moment that they made a mistake. Someone else, I think it was Warren Sharp that said, you know, the dumbest thing here is that you're in the AFC title game. If you just squib kick it, then on the next play, hold every single receiver.
Right.
Just grab the penalty, throw them all down, because the play still goes. That's eats up 6 or 7 seconds. It's a 5-yard penalty, and now you have one untimed down. Game over.
Yeah.
Unless they convert on an 85-yard Hail Mary.
Even if you don't squib kick it.
No, but instead, let's play prevent defense and give them 2 25-yard receptions.
Well, did you hear about the Travis Kelce play?
Yeah, where it was.
We're going to go through. Lou, we have so much to talk about today. It's uncanny.
We could do like 9 shows. We could do an entire 4 hours on each game.
Let's stay on track. Okay, so
good luck.
One of our segments will be about how Mahomes hit Kelce to set up the game-tying field goal. Yeah. It's a really good article in the Kansas City paper about it, and as a matter of fact, you can hear Mahomes on the call
saying
he's telling him
do it
as he is getting ready to snap the ball. He's going through all his, you know how you hear him go, he was like, do it Kels. Well, we'll tell you what he did that opened that play up. Yeah. But so even if you don't squib it and they get the Tyreek Hill play, so they had 13 seconds, right?
Yeah,
they hit Tyreek Hill for 19 yards. Okay. So now you're at the whatever. I don't even know what yard line they were on. But
they started on the 25. So if you got basically a 20-yard completion, you're on the 45.
45. There's 8 seconds left. Like you said, if you just let that play develop for 2 or 3 seconds
tackle
a receiver.
Yes.
And flags fly all over the place.
Game's over one untimed down.
There'd be maybe 3 seconds?
Maybe.
If Kansas City's lucky, they get what, 10 yards?
5 yards.
5 yards, so it's at midfield.
Holding's a 5-yard penalty.
And then they throw a Hail Mary.
Yeah, game over.
Or Butker tries to kick what would that be, a 67-yard field goal or something?
Oh, it would have been longer than that. Is there at 45?
Well, if you're at midfield.
Oh, yeah, if you're at midfield.
67, isn't it?
Yeah, 67, which he wouldn't have done. They would have thrown the Hail Mary.
On the Butker note.
Yeah.
There was no doubt he was making that.
No, 100%.
But how many times do you watch an NFL game where the kicker is clearly choking? Like, you can see it. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that Bengals-Packers game from earlier this year where both kickers just kept missing?
Ah,
it was unbelievable.
I briefly remember that, but I don't know the deets.
So the thing about Butker is he'd already missed one field goal. He missed an extra point, and he almost missed another field goal. Mm-hmm. And usually when that happens, you sit there and go, oh, dude, this kicker's not going to make this.
But we
that was a 50-some-yard field goal, wasn't it, at the end?
I think it was 52, but everyone was like, oh, this is going
in. You knew it was going through.
Yeah.
Even though he had struggled the whole – well, I mean, he'd kicked a couple of extra – or a couple of other
– yeah.
He made a couple of other kicks.
But he had missed a field goal and missed an extra
point. It kind of looked like Butker was, like, kind of choking a little bit.
Yeah.
But then there was no thought that crossed your mind as he lined up for the final game-tying
field. I was like, this is 100% going to overtime. And I was like, shame on the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
I sat there the entire time being like, what the hell are they doing? Also, fun note, if we want to be critical of teams, and I love doing this, the Dallas Cowboys season ended because they couldn't run a quarterback draw.
Yeah.
With more time than it took Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs to go down and kick the game-winning field goal from their own 25.
Yeah, they did it in 13 seconds.
And Dak had 14. and couldn't get it.
Well, anyway, there's your poll question. Please vote. You know, what we need to do is just go game by game.
Otherwise, we're going to jump around.
So we're going to go game by game, and we're going to start with the best game, and that was Bills Chiefs. That's where we're starting.
It's as good a football game as I've ever seen played in my life.
As if we have not already started. But that was just the poll question. Now we get into the game. Okay, so that'll be next. It is 3:29. Here's Mike.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, plenty of notes on every one of these divisional round games. We had a divisional round where all four games ended on the final play, which is crazy. That's never happened.
No.
We had one team lose four fumbles and win. We had one team who did not score an offensive touchdown and won. We had another team benefit from nine sacks and lose. Mm-hmm. We had a team give up four passing touchdowns to the same guy
and won.
And you have a team that had the lead with 13 seconds left and lost.
I don't know what to make of it. It just was one of those where, what is the old Seinfeld thing? You gotta love sports. Because that's
every once in a while it delivers.
Yeah. And
not always.
You know, because last week, you know, the super wild card round was pretty blah, and who knows what these games going ahead will be. I think there's gonna be a little bit of a letdown because you just got done with no one's really arguing. That's the best weekend of football anyone's seen. I've seen, you know, seven or eight different guys from Peter King all the way down say that they've never seen a better weekend of football.
You know,
it's crazy.
It is, and it was awesome. And I don't argue with the fact that was the best weekend I've ever seen. I don't know. I just don't know. Like I can't recall
anything like it.
Well, but you do recall great weekend. I mean, yes, like it's just that they all fade from memory. What I'm saying is it's like, there's really no frame of reference for that because we always forget all the great games and great weekends.
Sure, but all four games ending on walk-offs, the drama that they had, I can't recall that anything like this. And then you cap it off with...
Yeah, that's the key.
I don't know what duel you want to like the all-time, you know, greats like Nadal and Federer going back and forth. Remember that Wimbledon... Whatever you want to say.
How about Hagler Hearns?
There you go. The greatest round in boxing history, right? That's just Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes just swinging haymakers at each other.
Amazing.
And last one to touch the ball wins.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's
how it ended, right?
We'd be talking about Rams Bucks all day.
We had three unbelievable games, and then it was like, oh, by the way, there's no way the fourth can live up to it. Wait, here's the best one.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what I loved about the Chiefs Bills game, too, was that I looked it up at the end of the game. There was not one turnover in that game, and there were four penalties.
Mm-hmm. It's just a good game.
Elite teams playing elite football. That's what that was.
Yep.
And when the Chiefs score 42, you know, the Bills have an excellent defense, one of the best in the NFL.
It is the best by most metrics.
And they absolutely could not stop them.
Nope.
And it's not that the Bills' defense is bad. That's just great football. It's great players, great coaches. It was, I will say this, I always forget all the old games that I loved watching, right? Like all these amazing games. Yeah. I don't know. But I will say, if on paper I gave you that game, I don't know what else you could ask for out of any one particular sporting event. Like it had everything.
Well, it's why the NFL is king. We talk about it every year when you put up the top 100 broadcasts in television. 90 of them are sports, 75 of them are the NFL, and like 9 of the top 10 are the NFL. And this just gives you another reason why the NFL is king. The San Francisco game at one point had 50 million people watching it. So, you know, you go back a couple years to the I'm never watching football, how dare they, you know, the kneel and, you know, that whole crap and, you know, fire their asses and that whole whatever. It's all said and done, and we look at it and the NFL is better than ever. And you have a whole new wave of stars that have come into this game from, you know, Joe Burrow to Josh Allen, to Patrick Mahomes, to Kyler Murray, to Justin Herbert. The game's never been in better hands. So for all the talk, and it seems like every couple of years, we have something new that's going to come along and kill the NFL. The NFL just gave you a big F you. You're watching and so is everyone else that you know.
Yeah, it's weird. Do you think is there another country that has a specific relationship with one sport like we do?
Yeah, soccer.
Well, no, I'm saying, but soccer is an international game.
We're the only sport or country that really cares about this sport.
We're the only country that has this sport really and cares about it. Like that's a unique thing worldwide, I would think.
It is true. I mean, when you go around, you know, the NFL is starting to gain some popularity in places, but
I bet you like maybe India with maybe cricket.
Well, cricket, but isn't cricket an international game? We don't play it here much, but
it is an international game. But it's a huge deal there.
Yeah, that's their ravenous for it there.
But you're right in that, like rugby and places like down in New Zealand and Australia are huge, and soccer in European and South American countries. But you're right, they are global games, and the NFL is just kind of
it's just our little baby.
Even baseball is a very global game, but football is really our little baby, and boy, we wrap our arms around
it
like nothing else.
And you think other people look at us like, what do you see in that game? Like, you have no idea. NFL is so amazing.
When I went over and we played in NFL Europe, we used to hold like clinics. You know, that was back when we were trying to grow the game, and they've started a new initiation of doing that, but they really had this push. And I remember like doing coaching and like clinics where we even taught like how to play the game, and man, it just it was 20 years ago. It was pulling teeth to get anyone over there to even understand what the hell we have. Because when you sit down and you start talking about the rules of it, it's really hard to explain.
Oh, totally.
It's the most convoluted game you can come up with.
Yeah.
You think cricket's hard to understand.
It's like when your wife sits next to you. She's like, what?
Yeah.
Why is that? Yeah. Why did they do that? I don't know. Just tell you later.
Yeah.
By the way, I misspoke. Someone says, hey, Rob, love you, man. But doesn't every game always end on the final play? Decent point.
Walk-offs.
Yeah, they were walk-off scoring plays.
They were walk-off scoring plays.
Every one of them
finished
on a score,
which
is crazy.
Yeah,
so
no kneels or just clock running out. No.
Bills-Chiefs, great game. I'm with you. It's got to be one of the best games I've ever seen. I have, again, no frame of reference, but it was Hagler-Hearns. And a recap, just a quick recap of the final 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. That was 4th and 13 when Josh Allen hit Davis for the go-ahead score.
Yeah, it seemed like every play, Josh Allen avoided three people, almost got the ball stripped 7 times, and then would throw a laser to someone.
That was the one where the corner slipped, right? And Davis was wide open.
Wide open.
Yeah. Didn't sleep, dude. That was a hate crime. That was vicious. Yeah, it's just broken ankles, Allen Iverson style. And you know now, especially that they won.
Well, who's this Davis guy?
Gabriel Davis, he was their sixth leading receiver, and now he can't be stopped. Stephon Diggs only had like four catches for 16 yards or something.
That was so weird.
Davis was incredibly good at the end of the year, like the last three or four games. Prior to that, he wasn't really part of the team.
Yeah. I'm not certain what corner that was for Kansas City that got turned into a pretzel and folded up. But I can assure you, especially since they won, they will show that play in the Kansas City film room 17 times and make fun of him nonstop because they ended up winning that game. They will go back and slow-mo that. They'll do a highlight reel and put in funny little clips of movies of people falling down because it was brutal watching him get twisted up.
So that was 4th and 13. I don't know if you had the same thought as I did. Maybe I was thinking this way because I had money on Buffalo +2.5. But if they just kick a field goal there, they're only down two.
Yeah.
Because
they had three timeouts, right?
They did. Yeah. And that's the thing. So there was 1:54 left.
Yeah.
And the Bills, I think they called a timeout. Or no, it was 2-minute warning. And so at the 2-minute warning, Bills have all of their timeouts in their pocket. They are down 5 points. Or they just had a sack. A pass play that got blown up. Or maybe it was a run. And they lost 5 yards. So now they're...
It was the Devin Singletary screen where he got tackled.
Yeah, they had that horrible screen and he should have just dropped it.
So now they're at 4th and 13. Mm-hmm. You were thinking before, well, they'll probably go for it. But at 4th and 13, you're thinking, well...
Kick,
you have all your timeouts.
Timeouts.
If you can make the kick here, you're only down 2 points. Yeah. And if you get the ball back, you can kick the game-winning field. So I was thinking maybe McDermott was going
to
kick it there.
I had that thought too. And then you had to believe on the Bills sidelines that they knew that they were completely incapable of stopping Kansas City. And I think that's what...
Right.
Because believe me, everyone, from a strategy standpoint, that thought crossed their mind. But I promise you on the Bills sideline, it took about half a second and someone radioed down and was like, hey, we're not stopping them. And
so that way we only then we have to get the 2-point conversion and then we have to just hold them to a field goal.
Yeah.
What we didn't know was that none of that mattered because Allen threw the tutty. They went up 29-26 because they got the 2-point conversion, which pissed me off because having the Bills +2.5, I thought, perfect. Kansas City will drive down, kick the game-winning field goal. If the Bills don't get the 2-point conversion, they win by two.
Yeah, you're fine either way. You're safe as kittens.
Oh, no.
Wrong.
Mahomes hits Tyreek Hill 64-yard touchdown with 1:02 left, and they are now up 33-29.
Yeah, and I will say for the record, just because I hate having when people praise him, that guy's amazing, but he's an absolute scumbag, and it makes it hard for me to root for the Chiefs because
you're talking about Tyreek Hill.
He's so good.
Not Patrick
Mahomes.
But he's
such a trash human being. It's hard for me to root when he does something well, but dude, that's just a different gear that
amazing.
He has.
Yep, and that punt return too.
I was going to say, I think one of the best decisions in the whole game was making Tyreek Hill the punt returner.
Yeah.
Well, again, that goes back to the Chiefs knowing that they're not stopping Buffalo, and you need every little bit you have, and that's just all hands on deck. And why not, Dallas Cowboys, put the ball into the hands of your best player?
So then you think that's probably it. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wrong.
No, no.
Wrong.
Allen hits Davis, 19-yard tutty, 13 seconds left, 36-33. Unbelievable.
I will say that as I was sitting there, I looked at that and I thought, no. Because normally you have there's too much time. I was like, you can't screw that up. I'm like, 13 seconds, there's not enough time. And I was wrong.
I didn't think that.
Did you? You thought they had
a chance? You know what? If any team can do it.
Well, because KC had all three timeouts still, right?
Yeah, they had all three timeouts. It's Kansas City.
I honestly, and I'm not trying to do the old, look at the football brain on me. I was like, just squib kick the ball, and that eats away a handful of seconds.
No.
And you have time for one play. I'm
far
like,
too easy.
Yeah.
Far
like,
too
what?
Easy. What? Far too easy.
What are you doing?
So then Mahomes, 19 yards to Hill, 25 yards to Kelsey in 10 seconds, and they have plenty of time. They have 3 seconds left, and they kick the game-tying field goal. And we know at that point, it just all came down to the coin flip because neither team was stopping the other.
No.
And we can debate NFL overtime rules maybe later in the week.
Yeah, everyone and their grandmother, losing it and yelling and screaming about it.
Well, I would like it changed. I've always wanted it changed.
Yeah, you have.
I think that game is exactly why. But there's some back and forth on it. We'll get to that later in the week. Next, let's talk about the Travis Kelce play.
Yeah.
So they outlined this play specifically in the Kansas City Star, and it's a really good look at what Mahomes and Kelce did to be successful on that play and set up the game-winning field goal. So we'll get to that next. It's 3:47 on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, if you're tuning in for hot Titans-Bengals talk, it is still to come. Hot Packers-Niners talk, it is still to come, as is hot Rams-Bucks talk. But we have started, we're going game by game, we have started with Bills-Chiefs. Okay, this from the Kansas City Star, and I didn't realize this until after the game, you know, reading up, but they did a piece on this, and you can hear it on the audio. We're not going to play it for you because the announcers are sort of talking over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but you can hear it.
But you can hear Patrick Mahomes yell.
He says Kelce, right?
Okay, so this is on the play where he hits Travis Kelce, and then they go down, they call timeout, and they have 3 seconds left, and they kick the game-tying field goal. And he hit that play for, it ended up being a 25-yard gain, and everybody was just like, what the hell are the Bills doing? Well, he does say, do it, Kelce. Do it, Kelce, do it. You can hear Mahomes say that right before he snaps the ball. So, according to the Kansas City Star, Mahomes was giving Kelce, permission to freelance that play and not run the route that he was supposed to.
Yeah, if they ran a certain coverage.
So in 2020, the Chiefs' play of lore was called WASP. And that was Mahomes famously asking Eric Bieniemy on the sideline whether the team had time to run it before a big 3rd-and-15 in the Super Bowl. Well, they did. And he completed it for 44 yards to Tyreek Hill before eventually beating the Niners and winning the Super Bowl. This season, this says, if the Chiefs accomplish the same, this play seems destined for its own t-shirts. So WASP is a big thing. Okay, so the situation was they trailed 36-33, 8 seconds left. The ball is on their own 44. The Chiefs need about 20 yards for a desperate game-tying field goal attempt. Kelce lines up. He notices the defense ahead of him was backing off, so he could get a running start. It also took away the sideline throws, which left most of the middle open. So that information,
which can I just say, this again is on the Bills. I understand in these 2 minute situations, you having to guard the sideline, but they had three timeouts exactly. And only 13 seconds. Who gives an F about the sidelines? Yeah. That should have never been a thing.
Exactly.
The Bills botched this thing 1,000 different ways.
Yeah, so that information wasn't going to help him much until Buffalo used a timeout to make sure it was set defensively. It was then that Kelce went over to Mahomes and told him about what he saw. So that's interesting, too. Yeah. I don't remember the Bills calling a timeout there, but they did. And that allowed Kelce to go, hey, man, here's what's up. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been able to communicate with him.
Nope.
So he said, this is Mahomes talking. We got to look at what the defense was doing. And he actually said, hey, if they do it again, I'm going to take it right down the middle between both the guys that are guarding me. And sure enough, Kelce goes out there after the stoppage. He notices the same coverage. There's no one in front of him. The middle is wide open. Tony Romo even predicted Kelce might run a slant to get free. But with only one play left to get in field goal range, the thought had to be running through Kelsey's mind. Was he really going to go off script and do his own thing right here in front of the whole world? And that's when he heard Mahomes say, do it, Kels, do it, Kels, do it.
And you can hear it on the, you can hear it in the broadcast. You can hear him telling him verbally, which again, goes back. If that's on the road, you probably can't do that because you can't hear.
Yeah.
But in Kansas City,
that's
right,
true. Because he's out there a bit.
He's out there a bit. They're able to communicate it and amazing. Away you go.
Yeah. And they asked Kelsey about it. And he said, I was like, all right, here we go, boy. He was like, all right, crap, I'm going to do this. And replays show that he and Mahomes probably wouldn't have had time to hit this route if it had any wiggle at all. Because if you go back and look at this play, they had a complete meltdown on the offensive line. And who was it? I think it was Jerry Hughes of the Bills was running right at Mahomes. Like he got free. Nobody blocked him.
Yeah.
So Mahomes was about to get destroyed by Jerry Hughes.
And they got it off.
But because Kelsey saw what he saw and said, and Mahomes told him to do it, he just dumped it out there.
I would also like to point out for the 8 millionth time how bad Buffalo botched this. Why are you rushing four? Patrick Mahomes has to get rid of the ball in about 1 second. He doesn't have time to run around back there. Rush two. Why? What are you doing? Like, Buffalo just, like, if you could write a playbook on how not to defend the final 13 seconds of a football game, Buffalo just gave it to you.
Right, because it seems so easy.
Yes.
It's like Kelsey's like, well, hey, if they do that again.
Just do this.
Just do this. It's like guaranteed 20 yards.
Yeah. Why are you rushing and it was. Four? Why?
But what I'm saying, though, like this article points out, Hughes got to him.
Yeah.
But because they were so far off of Kelsey, Mahomes was able to dump him the ball.
Yep.
But it's just amazing that he completely ignored the route he was designed to run, and Mahomes was cool with it. And that's how they do it.
And it works.
That's how great players do it, man.
And then you just line up, and then once that was done and you won the coin toss, thanks for coming.
Oh, yeah. That was clearly whoever won the coin toss was going to win because neither defense could stop the other offense.
4 years of Patrick Mahomes being a starting quarterback and 4 AFC title games. So, yeah, he's pretty good.
But do you think if Allen gets it first, Bills win?
Yes, I do.
I do too.
I don't think either squad
they weren't stopping them.
Either squad was getting stopped because look, you can debate this. Who's the best quarterback in the league? Aaron Rodgers is going to be the MVP. Tom Brady's probably the second in the MVP voting. They're both older guys. You know, you got Josh Allen, who's absolutely amazing. Look, the best player in the league is still probably 15 in Kansas City. And yeah, this year wasn't their best, and they kind of went through some ups and downs.
They played great.
They were fantastic.
Look, I thought the Bills were going to win that game because I thought the Bills played great in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, their defense obviously wore out, but Kansas City played a much better game than I thought they were going to against Buffalo. I think Bills just got to tip their cap to Kansas City there because the Bills played great. Josh Allen, do you see Josh Allen's eyes?
Josh Allen.
After that last touchdown, he's just, I mean, that dude was in a zone, man. That was so cool to watch.
I thought Kansas City was
and
the better.
And he still lost.
Kansas City, to me, was the better football team. But when I watched that, it reminded me of Texas USC. And the single greatest performance I've ever seen, which was Vince Young single-handedly saying, yeah, you're better than us, but I'm Vince Young and I'm better than you. And that'll be the difference. I felt that was Josh Allen. Josh Allen, whether he was doing it with his legs, whether he was extending plays, whether he just was the difference in the game. And I thought, my God, Kansas City's better than they are. And it doesn't matter because Josh Allen is that good. And I thought it was a performance for the ages. And then 15, 87, and 10 had to remind everybody that the AFC still runs through them. And
couldn't you say that for Mahomes, though?
I give him credit.
Because the Bills statistically had better. As a matter of fact, I think the Bills maybe even statistically had a better offense in Kansas City.
I just think
on paper.
I'm saying when I watched that game, I thought that the Josh Allen show was more of
Was
keeping the Bills in.
Because their defense just melted. I mean, their defense just wasn't stopping.
And Kansas City was heating up Josh Allen. He was running for his life. I just thought Kansas City looked like the better team and that Josh Allen was just kind of doing a one-man crew. Whereas some of the Mahomes stuff was just.
He's great.
He is. But some of that was just hitting his receivers and then letting them do their thing. I felt like Allen was just playing playground ball back there, extending plays, and kind of what we saw in the Super Bowl last year, where Patrick Mahomes was single-handedly keeping Kansas City in the game, just running around trying to do everything he could. I felt like it was that sort of effort from Allen.
Isn't that wild that, you know, Kelce and Mahomes just turned it a little backyard football.
Yeah.
Like you'd think that guys would do that more often. You'd probably get in trouble for that.
Yeah, well, and it's hard because so many of those things, like, and that's good.
They don't let you do it.
They don't let you do it. And because the vast majority of route concepts, they all work in unison with each other. Like the Cooper Kupp play, Stafford kept saying that Kupp's route is a hero route because you never get the ball, right? But you need Cooper Kupp to run that go route up the seam because it clears things out. So you can't have guys, you know, kind of just freelancing all the time, because sometimes you need the guy to run the go to clear out the safety. You need the guy to run the slant because it's going to move a linebacker because it frees up something else. It's just that in this moment, you just needed one play and you needed 25 yards, and this is what they found to get it. But for the most part, today's passing game, and this is what Troy Aikman was talking about, remember, with the Cowboys game plan and out thinking the room. Sometimes you do play backyard football, but in today's NFL, everything is schemes.
So the Bills
works in unison.
So am I right in saying that while it's cool that Mahomes and Kelce did that?
Yeah.
Isn't that more on the Bills? Like it doesn't seem hard that they did that. Like Kelce's like, hey, look, dude.
Yeah, they're right here.
If they do this again,
yep,
just throw it to me. It's there.
Coming out of a timeout.
Isn't that more on the Bills?
Yeah.
Than it is, it's so amazing that Kelce and Mahomes did this. Well,
Kansas City won that game, but I'm telling you, those final 13 seconds, the Bills botched that thing 6 different ways in the final 13 seconds.
And that was another way they did it.
Yes. Yes. But again, you know he has to throw the ball, and you're only rushing for, chip someone, right? Don't let Kelce get a release. Same thing with Tyreek Hill. Why are you doing
that? That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, it just makes no sense.
Sense.
It was so obvious to Kelce. He's like,
it makes no sense to be that far off of those guys.
We have another segment on that game. I have more notes on that game. We're not even getting to the other games yet.
It's amazing.
Then we have our stock watch and in the news coming up. It's 4:02 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.